Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is called A Simple Way to Gain Confidence. Most people would benefit from having more confidence and less fear. What you may not know is that there is a simple two-word phrase that you can use to be the source of strength and more confidence. And the same phrase can also be the source of fear. If you use this two-word phrase positively, then it can breed confidence, pleasure, success, and happiness. But if you misuse this two-word phrase, it will cause you fear, pain, failure, and unhappiness. The phrase in question is, what if? Let us see how what if can be used to create fear. Fear is a negative emotion that clouds the brain and causes people to act in ways that are often counterproductive. The cause of fear is a specific thought process. Thoughts of a dangerous or threatening or bad future will always trigger emotions of fear. Such thoughts are easily created by the misuse of the phrase, what if? By using the phrase, what if, one can bring to mind any conceivable, but arbitrary, disastrous scenario. Then that scenario will form, in the imagination, a series of mental pictures. The mental pictures of disaster will be of loss, pain, failure, and defeat. As a result, the emotion of fear is triggered, and it feels real. Fear. False evidence appearing real. Examples of what-if statements that you have heard recently that are likely to induce fear include: what if the ice caps melt? What if Greece exits the euro? What if Germany does not bail out the euro? What if the Amazon rainforest is cut down? What if I lose my job? What if it all goes wrong? Fear thoughts are a powerful stimulant. Fear thoughts stimulate the body to produce stress hormones that interfere with your digestion and your brain function. Fear thoughts can make you sick. Fear is the cause of much sickness. Fear, it is fed to you by a continuous flow of negative suggestions in the form of what if statements. By the way, there are an infinite number of possible what if scenarios, and the press media make up new ones every day in order to create good selling copy. Remember, the press have noticed that fear threat messages sell more than any other type of message. Be careful of an overdose of fear by the overuse of the phrase what if plus any arbitrary statement. Keep your negative imagination under control. Let us look how what-if statements can be a force for good. Did you know that you can use what-if statements as a positive stimulant instead of a negative one? You can trigger creative thinking, strength, and confidence by asking positively charged what-if questions about any situation. For example, try these. What if I asked her and she said yes? What if we tried it a different way? What if we looked at this from their frame of reference instead of ours? What if I asked them for a chance and they agreed? What if I put my plan into operation and it worked? What if I tried one more time and this time I succeeded? Positive emotions and practical plans of action can be stimulated by the phrase what if plus any positive suggestion. Your brain creates emotions that are consistent with the pictures in the mind. Positive what-if statements create positive pictures in the mind. Your brain reacts to these pictures as if they are real and generates the emotions that are consistent with the pictures on the mental screen. What if I were to train myself up to the point where I must have a great chance of winning? What if I learned all there was to know about the subject before I went into the exam? What if I found my perfect love? Then, by the same process, but in a positive direction, the mind makes mental pictures that could be the start of something unique and exciting. The least that will happen is that you will feel a surge of confidence and optimism. Remember that your imagination can make you sick, weak, and miserable. So keep fear in its place by the proper use of your positive imagination. Your positive imagination can make you happier, healthier, and wealthier. Switch positivity on by using the correct form of what if. Thank you.